Welcome back to Words Accompanied by the Spirit. This is episode 288, entitled, There Is No Partiality in Judgment. I want to delve deeper in the Word of the Lord. I praise the one true God and ask that He be with His anointed, for His guidance as He protects us, as we seek to learn Him in spirit and in truth. What I want you to be aware of is that Moses gave the Israelites more than one warning. He warned them of the importance of meditating on the word of the Lord and taking it to heart. Again, calling the heavens and the earth as a witness against them in this song. Give ear, O ye heavens, and I will speak. And hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. My doctrine shall drop as the rain. My speech shall distill as the dew, as the small rain upon the tender herb, and as the showers upon the grass, because I will publish the name of the Lord. Ascribe ye greatness and honor unto our God. He is the rock. His work is perfect, for all His ways are judgment, a God of truth and without iniquity. Just and right is He. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verses 1 through 4 of the King James Version. God is righteous and fair, an equitable God who requires His chosen to depend totally and completely on Him alone. Let me expound on why it is written, "The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot." Psalm 16, verse 5 of the King James Version. Greed is an affront to God. This is shown in His actions, even to the dividing of the land unto the tribes of Israel. An affront to God refers to an action, attitude, or belief deemed deeply offensive, insulting, or disrespectful to divine authority, synonymous with blasphemy, a deliberate violation, representing sin as contemptuous, and arrogant rebellion against God's law and character. This is the Lord's divine provision. This is the thing which the Lord hath commanded. Gather of it every man according to his eating, an omer for every man according to the number of your persons. Take ye every man for them which are in his tents. And the children of Israel did so, and gathered some more, some less. And when they did meet it with an omer, he that gathered much had nothing over, and he that gathered little had no lack. They gathered every man according to his eating. Exodus chapter 16, verses 16 to 18 of the King James Version. And again, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, unto these the land shall be divided for an inheritance according to the number of names. To many thou shalt give the more inheritance, and to few thou shalt give the less inheritance. To every one shall his inheritance be given according to those that were numbered of him. Notwithstanding, the land shall be divided by lot, according to the names of the tribes of their fathers they shall inherit. According to the lot shall the possession thereof be divided between many and few. Numbers chapter 26, verses 52 to 56 of the King James Version. Anything else is detestable in the eyes of the Lord. Can I be guiltless and justify deceptive scales and a bag of dishonest weights? Micah 6:11 of the Amplified Version. A false balance and dishonest business practices are extremely offensive abominations to the Lord. Proverbs 11:1 of the Amplified Version. Moses stated that his warning will be accounted to everyone in an even measure. There would be no partiality. Distill means to purify and to extract the essential, most important parts of it into a more complex, concentrated form, summarizing and refining it. For the young and the old and the weak and the strong, they have corrupted themselves. Their spot is not the spot of his children. They are a perverse and crooked generation. Do ye thus requite the Lord, O foolish people and unwise? Is not he thy father that hath bought thee? Hath he not made thee and established thee? Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask thy father and he will show thee, thy elders and they will tell thee. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verses 5 to 7 of the King James Version. Now, as we get further into this chapter, God will reveal once again that he would have wiped out our entire bloodlines for our iniquity, sin, and transgressions. He did not for his own sake, so that foolish nations would not be able to say that they had done this thing by their own hand. I want you to think about this as we continue to offend God with a blatant disregard of his law. It is by his grace and faithfulness to our forefathers that we remain alive today. As we were called to be holy and an example to other nations, even today. For thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God hath chosen thee to be a special people unto himself, above all people that are upon the face of the earth. The Lord did not set his love upon you, nor choose you, because you were more in number than any people. For you were the fewest of all people. but because the Lord loved you, and because he would keep the oath which he had sworn unto your fathers, hath the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand, and redeemed you out of the house of bondmen, from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him, and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verses 6 to 9 of the King James Version. We are supposed to be lights unto the world, established from the beginning. Yet many of us are walking in darkness. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 to 3 of the King James Version. Has it occurred to anyone that God is preparing us even more in these end days for such a time as this? Do you not understand that it is why our punishment has been more harsher than the nations around us? Hear this word that the Lord hath spoken against you, O children of Israel, against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt, saying, you only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore, I will punish you for all your iniquities. Amos chapter 3, verses 1 to 2 of the King James Version. God is the light, and we are to be a direct mirror of his light. When the Most High divided to the nations their inheritance, when he separated the sons of Adam, he set the bounds of the people according to the number of the children of Israel. For the Lord's portion is his people. Jacob is the lot of his inheritance. He found him in a desert land and in the waste, howling wilderness. He led him about. He instructed him. He kept him as the apple of his eye. As an eagle stirreth up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, beareth them on her wings. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verses 8 to 11 of the King James Version. Now I want you to recognize the state of man. Out of dust we came, helpless and weak. But why can't you see the nurturing favor of our Heavenly Father? Like fools, we forget our humble beginnings and where God brought us from. And as for your birth, on the day you were born, your navel cord was not cut, nor were you washed with water for cleansing, nor were you rubbed with salt or even wrapped in clothes or cloths, swaddled. No eye looked with pity on you to do any of these things for you, to have compassion on you. But you were thrown out in the open field, for you were loathed on the day that you were born. Ezekiel chapter 16, verses 4 to 5 of the Amplified Version. And again, you have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bear you on eagle's wings and brought you unto myself. Exodus chapter 19, verse 4 of the King James Version. He alone is God. He alone calls us and leads us. And the Lord, He it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. Deuteronomy 31:8 of the King James Version. The pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night, lest you forget who He is. Pay attention. I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Isaiah 42:8 of the King James Version. Fear ye not, neither be afraid. Have not I told thee from that time and have declared it? You are even my witnesses. Is there a God beside me? Yea, there is no God. I know not any. Isaiah 44:8 of the King James Version. So the Lord alone did lead him, and there was no strange God with him. He made him ride on the high places of the earth, that he might eat the increase of the fields. And he made him to suck honey out of the rock, and oil out of the flinty rock, butter of kine and milk of the sheep, with fat of lambs and rams of the breed of Bashan and goats, with the fat of kidneys of wheat, and thou didst drink the pure blood of the grape. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verses 12 to 14 of the King James Version. God made the lands of their enemies desolate and laid them to waste. Focusing on Egypt, who was left in economic collapse, their infrastructure was destroyed by hail and fire. The people were plagued by boils and divers pestilence, of frogs piled in heaps in the land, lice, flies, and locusts. Their army was destroyed and they were left defenseless. And even as their water was turned to blood and undrinkable, there was mourning of the deaths of the firstborn throughout their land and darkness. Not one home was left untouched. But it was not so in the land of Goshen. They were given the bread of angels and even watered from the rock, along with the spoils of their enemies, even as God slayed Og and Bashan and their armies. But Jeshurun waxed fat and kicked. Thou art waxen fat. Thou art grown thick. Thou art covered with fatness. Then he forsook God which made him, and lightly esteemed the rock of his salvation. They provoked him to jealousy with strange gods. With abominations provoked they him to anger. They sacrificed unto devils and demons, not to God. To gods whom they knew not. To new gods that came newly up, whom your fathers feared not. Deuteronomy 32:15-17 of the King James Version. Today, as I watched Pastor Omar Tebow, he made some very relevant points concerning leadership. I want you to meditate on this scripture while I point out two examples that he used from the word of the Lord and how it is relevant in this chapter that we are studying. Knowing that we are the ones that nobody wants, but God has selected for his purpose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise, revealing their ignorance. And God has selected for his purpose the weak things of the world to shame the things which are strong, revealing their frailty. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 27 of the Amplified Version. But before I do, let me put this out here for God's chosen and those who disdain our very presence. And even as many may not be aware, most are. Read chapter 30, verses 25 to 43 for clarity. And check out the pastor's sermon on YouTube. But Laban said to him, "If I have found favor in your sight, stay with me, for I have learned from the omens and divination and by experience that the Lord has blessed me because of you." Genesis chapter 30, verse 27 of the King James Version. Now Jacob requested all of the spotted and speckled and brown spotted sheep for his pay. And Laban granted his request. Then Laban set 3 days' journey betwixt them. Now I have learned something new from Pastor Omar. These are considered the weak and sickly sheep. Not only that, but Laban took many of those same sheep that were promised to Jacob and gave them to his sons to cause confusion. Now here's the divine intervention. Remember, Jacob was caring for all the flock. Jacob separated the lambs, and as he had done with the peeled branches, he made the flocks face toward the street, and all the dark or black in the new flock of Laban. And he put his own herds apart by themselves and did not put them where they could breed with Laban's flock. Furthermore, whenever the stronger animals of the flocks were breeding, Jacob would place the branches in the side of the flock in the watering troughs so that they would mate and conceive among the branches. But when the flock was sickly, he did not put the branches there. So the sicker animals were Laban's and the stronger Jacob's. Genesis 30, chapters 40 to 42 of the Amplified Version. Now here is the confirmation, and this is why I never show partiality, because God is no respecter of persons. David therefore departed thence and escaped to the cave Adullam. And when his brethren and all his father's house heard it, they went down thither to him. And everyone that was in distress, and everyone that was in debt, and everyone that was discontented gathered themselves unto him. And he became a captain over them. And there were with him about 400 men. 1 Samuel 22, verses 1 to 2 of the King James Version. All these became the mighty men, an elite fighting force. Of the rock that begat thee, thou art unmindful, and hast forgotten God that formed thee. And when the Lord saw it, he abhorred them because of the provoking of his sons and of his daughters. And he said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end shall be. For they are a very froward generation, children in whom is no faith. They have moved me to jealousy with that which is not God. They have provoked me to anger with their vanities, and I will move them to jealousy with those which are not a people. I will provoke them to anger with a foolish nation. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verses 18 to 21 of the King James Version. But this is what all should remember, especially those who are not called and those who would become high-minded. The easily deceived and all who reject God, don't tarry too long and stray too far away. The end is near, and God is not to be played with. I do not want you, believers, to be unaware of this mystery, God's previously hidden plan, so that you will not be wise in your own conceits, that a partial hardening has temporarily happened to Israel, to last until the full number of the Gentiles has come in. And so at that time, all Israel, that is, all Jews who have a personal faith in Jesus as Messiah, will be saved, just as it is written in Scripture. The Deliverer, Messiah, will come from Zion. He will remove ungodliness from Jacob. This is my covenant with them when I take away their sins. From the standpoint of the gospel, the Jews at present are enemies of God. For your sake, which is for your benefit, but from the standpoint of God's choice of the Jews as his people, they are still loved by him for the sake of the fathers. Romans chapter 11, verses 25 to 28 of the Amplified Version. So let me stress this so that Jacob doesn't get it twisted. You are God's enemy because of your sin, iniquity, and trespasses. Don't think that who you are absolves you of God's laws and commandments. It is because of the covenant that was made and for God's sake that we weren't wiped out long ago. God is inclusive of all those who truly love him and who loves his brother and the stranger. Otherwise, you are no better than an infidel. For a fire is kindled in mine anger and shall burn unto the lowest hell and shall consume the earth with her increase and set on fire the foundations of the mountains. I will heap mischiefs upon them. I will spend my arrows upon them. They shall be burnt with hunger and devoured with burning heat and with bitter destruction. I will also send the teeth of beasts upon them, with the poison of serpents of the dust, the sword without and terror within shall destroy both the young man and the virgin, the suckling also with a man of gray hairs. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verses 22 to 25 of the King James Version. God owns the cattle on a thousand hills. Heaven is his throne and earth is his footstool. What can you possibly give him? Throughout his word, he reveals how his creation will devastate and annihilate sinners in the earth. The book of Revelation speaks of seven seals and woes that will greatly deplete the population of humans on the earth. and there will be some that wish to die but can't. Earthly resources being destroyed by fire, water being bitter and undrinkable, hail mixed with fire, literal darkness, wars, and more. Some being so egregious that when the seventh seal broke, there was silence in heaven. So what are we really doing? Because in all of that, I did not see anything about a rapture. The Lord has given me a revelation. Then shall two be in the field, the one shall be taken, and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the meal, the one shall be taken, and the other left. Matthew 24, 40-41 of the King James Version. People attribute these to the rapture. But verse 42 says to watch, for you do not know when your time is coming. It means unexpected death, that people will literally drop dead and enter into judgment. Let me confirm this for the saints and beloved of God. There is no partiality in judgment, and there is no rapture, so listen carefully. And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, what are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they? And I said unto him, sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, these are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Revelation 7, 13-14 of the King James Version. It does not say they were delivered from tribulation, but that they overcame. There is no comprehension in darkness. It is partly why we still live. The vain ego of man and his pride. I would have said, I will cut them to pieces, scattering them far away. I will remove the memory of them from men, had I not feared the provocation of the enemy, that their adversaries would misjudge, that they would say, our own hand has prevailed, and the Lord has not done all this. For they are a nation devoid of counsel, and there is no understanding in them. Oh, that they were wise, that they understood this, that they could discern their future and ultimate fate. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verses 26-29 of the Amplified Version. I know that kingdoms rise and fall at the commandment of the Lord. I have said it before, as I see the ignorance of many leaders. It would be foolish not to know that there are principalities and spiritual wickedness behind them. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. Daniel answered, blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and power belong to him. It is he who changes the times and the seasons. He removes kings and establishes kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and greater knowledge to those who have understanding. It is he who reveals the profound and hidden things. He knows what is in the darkness, and the light dwells with him. Daniel chapter 2, verses 20-22 of the King James Version. How could you do all that you have been able to do to God's chosen unless He allowed it, haters of God. Then have the audacity to feign a lack of understanding as to why we are being judged, when your actions have quickened that judgment. How could one chase 1,000 and two put 10,000 to flight unless their rock had sold them and the Lord had given them up? For their rock is not like our rock. Even our enemies themselves judge this. For their vine is from the vine of Sodom and from the fields of Gomorrah. Their grapes are grapes of poison, their clusters bitter. Their wine is the venom of serpents and the deadly poison of vipers. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verses 30 to 33 of the King James Version. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil. Every day people show us who they are, and many don't want to be helped in their victim mentality, jealousy, envy, and murderous, hate-filled, lying hearts. You lie when you say you don't see it, as it stares you right in your face. He who hates disguises it with his lips, but he stores up deceit in his heart. When he speaks graciously and kindly to conceal his malice, do not trust him, for 7 abominations are in his heart. Though his hatred covers itself with guile and deceit, his malevolence will be revealed openly before the assembly. Proverbs 26, verses 24 to 26 of the Amplified Version. Is not this laid up in store with me and sealed up among my treasures? To me belongeth vengeance and recompense. Their foot shall slide in due time, for the day of their calamity is at hand, and the things that shall come upon them make haste. For the Lord shall judge his people and repent himself for his servants when he seeth that their power is gone, and there is none shut up or left. And he shall say, where are their gods? Their rock in whom they trusted, which did eat the fat of their sacrifices and drank the wine of their drink offerings. Let them rise up and help you and be your protection, your false gods and idols. See now that I, even I, am he, and there is no God with me. I kill and I make alive. I wound and I heal. Neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand. For I lift up my hand to heaven and say, I live forever. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verses 34 to 40 of the King James Version. Let this be the prayer of the righteous. But nevertheless, not our will, but thine be done. Even as we all fall short of his glory. Behold, happy is the man whom God correcteth. Therefore despise not thou the chastening of the Almighty. For he maketh sore and bindeth up. He woundeth, and his hands make whole. He shall deliver thee in 6 troubles, yea, in 7 there shall no evil touch thee. In famine he shall redeem thee from death, and in war from the power of the sword. Thou shalt be hid from the scourge of the tongue. Neither shall thou be afraid of destruction when it cometh. At destruction and famine thou shalt laugh, neither shalt thou be afraid of the beasts of the earth. For thou shalt be in league with the stones of the field, and the beasts of the field shall be at peace with thee, and thou shalt know that thy tabernacle shall be in peace. And thou shalt visit thy habitation, and shall not sin. And shall not sin. Thou shalt know also that thy seed shall be great, and thine offspring as the grass of the earth. Thou shalt come to thy grave in full age, like as a shock of corn cometh in its season. Lo, this we have searched it, so it is. Hear it, and know thou it for thy good. Job chapter 5, verses 17 to 27 of the King James Version. It is integral that we confess our sins, even as guided one to another, asking forgiveness, even if it is possible to do so face to face with whom we have offended. To not be easily offended while practicing true repentance. If we confess our sins, all of them, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9 of the King James Version. He who conceals his transgressions will not prosper, but whoever confesses and turns away from his sins will find compassion and mercy. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 13 of the Amplified Version. For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of or regretted. But the sorrow of the world worketh death. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 10 of the King James Version. You know the kind. Those fake tears, weaponized tears, the ones who are upset only because they got caught and think that they can wallow in self-pity and change the outcome. Manipulators and gaslighters and others such as these. Because the heart is deceitful and desperately wicked, but God knows it. Vengeance is the Lord's, and it is a fearful and terrifying thing to fall into the hands of the living God. If I whet my glittering sword and mine hand take hold on judgment, I will render vengeance to mine enemies and will reward them that hate me. I will make mine arrows drunk with blood, and my sword shall devour flesh. And that with the blood of the slain and of the captives, from the beginning of revenges upon the enemy. Rejoice, O you nations, with his people, for he will avenge the blood of his servants and will render vengeance to his adversaries, even if he uses other countries to do so, and will be merciful unto his land and to his people. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verses 41 to 43 of the King James Version. As we close this chapter, it is confirmed that as the Father, God will even chastise those whom he loves. Let it be a reminder to not be a hearer only, deceiving yourselves, but a doer of his word. And Moses came and spake all the words of this song in the ears of the people, he and Hoshea the son of Nun. And Moses made an end of speaking all these words to all Israel, and he said unto them, set your hearts unto all the words which I testify among you this day, which you shall command your children to observe to do, all the words of this law. For it is not a vain thing for you, because it is your life, and through this thing you shall prolong your days in the land whither you go over Jordan to possess it. And the Lord spake unto Moses that selfsame day, saying, get thee up into this mountain Abiram, unto Mount Nebo, which is in the land of Moab, that is over against Jericho, and behold the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel for a possession. And die in the mount whither thou goest up, and be gathered unto thy people, as Aaron thy brother died in Mount Hor, and was gathered unto his people. I want you to think on this. God made a distinction. Even as Aaron and Moses were brothers, that they were not gathered to the same people. Meditate on that. And remember how God was wroth with Aaron, even at his death, confirmed in Numbers 20:26 of the King James Version. Because you trespassed against me among the children of Israel at the waters of Meribah Kadesh in the wilderness of Zin, because you sanctified me not in the midst of the children of Israel, yet thou shalt see the land before thee, but thou shalt not go thither unto the land which I give the children of Israel. Deuteronomy 32 verses 44 to 52 of the King James Version. Moses arrived at the precipice of the promised land and wasn't allowed to enter in. But it was in Moab where he delivered all the laws and commandments, where the Israelites conquered the Nephilim, and the land was allotted to Reuben, Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, and where he appointed Joshua as his successor. This is after all he had done in Egypt as a mighty man of God. It is where God allowed him to see everything that he had worked so hard and diligently for before he entered into his rest. And Moses was the one prophet who, even at 120 years old, still had a desire to go further with God, wanting to walk in his divine favor and supernatural blessings forevermore. Blessed is the man whom the Lord does not impute sin. Even as it is translated in the Amplified Version, that for a moment Moses broke faith with God and did not treat him as holy. Always coming from a place of love and in truth. And again, I humbly offer you some additional resources as the Lord is bringing them to me. As this prophet has described, given to her from God, so that you may prepare for what is to come. The end times are upon us, and because of my love for the Lord and my family and for you, and the great sorrow that I feel as I see those around me walking in oblivious darkness and untruths, I feel compelled to provide Celestial's teachings to you. The links are not referenced on the vlogs, but are available on the blog/podcast pages of my site at benevolentwoman.com. For revelation of true end times prophecy, please visit Celestial's site, The Master's Voice Prophecy Blog. Also, if you desire a deeper revelation of who you are as a people, visit School of the Hebrews with Pastor Omar Tebow, a man of God. And when you need help with praying effectively and with fire, as it is written, the fervent, effectual prayers of a righteous man availeth much, visit Saturday Recharge with Sister J, or J for Jesus. God is calling his people. Thank you again. Thank you.